The party rejects the result very clearly. The party knows very well that President Nelson Chamisa won this election by 2.6 million votes, and that Mnangagwa lost it with 2 million votes, and that the party's lawyers had approached the Constitutional Court asking for a subpoena to subpoena ZEC and some of its officials to release the actual results instead of the fake results, and that the court refused beforehand, which is something it should not do, refused to subpoena specific and important documents that are needed as part of providing evidence to a court of law. Now, that is what we have got to, that is what we're considering. But shockingly, you also have a judgment that cannot be believed or that cannot stand in any way. Look, any moment, as you and I were growing up, we were told over and over again, let's talk facts and figures. So facts moved around with figures. In this court, we design new language which says that facts do not go ahead with figures, and that figures do not go ahead with facts. It's amazing, it's shocking, and because that is shocking, that is not that is certainly a new field of science which we do not know about. We're saying, look, until the court has people who understand that figures are facts and make a judgment that understands that figures are facts, then we're in a city where we're terribly challenging terrain where we have to learn everything anew. As a matter of fact, the people of Zimbabwe who voted, the 2.6 million people of Zimbabwe who voted, know that facts are figures and that you cannot declare a winner in an election unless you have a specific number. And this court also said it didn't need a specific number in order to declare a winner. And that is the basis upon which this outcome cannot be accepted by anyone in their rightful mind.
But Dr. Sibanda, you are saying you are rejecting the judgment. This is the final court. You cannot appeal. Obviously, you don't have a legal leg to stand on. So what is the way forward?
That it is a final court does not necessarily mean that even if it makes a judgment that says facts are not figures, you've got to accept it. There's no basis to accept a non-reality. Look, gravity brings you back to the ground, doesn't pull you towards the moon. And as a matter of fact, if somebody, no matter who they are, no matter what court they sit in, says gravity pulls you towards the moon, they are clearly wrong and mistaken. And yes, this does look like a shocking judgment, to say the least. Even in a dictatorship, you do not expect that. Maybe in military regimes, you expect judges to go so far as to try and not just create law, but create new laws of physics. I don't think that you do physics in a court of law. Figures are figures.
Lastly, Dr. Sibanda, President Mnangagwa has said he's open to talking to Mr. Chamisa. What is Mr. Chamisa's reaction?
It is shocking that we're still talking about a judgment here that says facts are not figures, and figures are not facts. And then there's this sudden diversion. Look, the MDC is still talking about this judgment that is devoid of all the evidence and attempted to hamstring the MDC into talking about V11s and ballot boxes which we said very clearly before the elections we would have nothing to do with because ZEC had not allowed us to create an auditable trail. We know that these ballot boxes are being taken care of by the military intelligence and would be staffed with information that ZEC would want to use to confirm this fake Zanu-PF victory. As a matter of fact, the court seemed to pursue that same line as ZEC and Zanu-PF, and that is why they have come up with a judgment that seems to create new laws of physics.